Put on the full armor of God, so that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
Welcome to Rock Power. Rock Power is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are located just west of Fluor Drive on the corner of Southwest 30th and Park Avenue. This ministry is dedicated to the proposition that the Bible is God speaking to you, that God never changes, that the Holy Spirit never changes, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that there is only one church and one church age, and that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And as He, Jesus, is, so are we in the world. And the world is in desperate need to see the church in manifestation in the earth. Not in the power of politics or in the power of words, but in the power of His Spirit, moved and motivated and controlled by love. Because the world is in desperate need to see the manifestation of the sons of God. This week we're going to be looking at the fear of the Lord, the key scripture that we want to work off of for these series of lessons on the fear of the Lord is found in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. And it says, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. And we'll keep referring back to this scripture throughout this series of lessons. In the book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 3, it says, can two walk together unless they are in agreement? Another version says, shall two walk together unless they be in agreement? Well, you can't walk together in agreement with God unless you fear God. How can two walk together unless they be in agreement? And you can't be in agreement with God unless you reverence and fear God, because He commands it. He demands it. He deserves it. Think about the holiness of God. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Meditate on the holiness of God. Meditate upon the greatness of God. Meditate upon the goodness of God. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Meditate upon the forgiveness of God, who forgives all of our iniquity. Meditate upon the wondrous works of God. Charles Finney said, and we proved it, the laws of the mind are not that you will follow your heart. Your heart will follow your mind. Whatever you set your mind to, set your will to set your mind to listen to, your heart will eventually follow it. You'll develop an affinity for what you set your mind upon. No one falls in love with golf until they play golf. No one loves anything until they begin to do it, until they set their mind on it. They begin to study it, to meditate upon it. And as they set their mind to it, the body follows the mind. The heart follows the mind. That's the way God designed us. That's God's design for the human body, for the human being. You know, that's how Satan got Eve. He got Eve to thinking about it. Eve's heart was not set on disobeying God. Eve's heart was not set on eating that forbidden fruit. The devil got her mind interested in it, and she followed. That is the whole basis of advertising, to get your mind. Anybody ever buy anything they saw on television? Well, millions of people do, and millions of them never even heard of it before they saw it. They didn't have a desire for it. The seeing of it created the desire. Nobody ever wanted a popeel pocket fisherman till they saw it. Talked them into it. They got a hold of their mind, and they followed their mind. Nobody wants a Jack LaLanne juicer, until you see it, until they get a hold of your mind. If you watch that for 20 minutes, they've got you. The laws of the mind are that we will follow our mind.
Colossians 3:2 in the King James says, set your affection on things above and not on things of the earth. Most other translations say, set your mind. You can set your mind. Several translations say, set your thoughts on things above. I like the Living Bible. It says, let heaven fill your thoughts. You can control your thoughts. You can set your mind on God. You can begin to meditate on God. You see, that's why it's so important to read your Bible. Your heart may be far from God, but the second you open that Bible and begin to read, you'll be drawn back to God. Well, have the discipline to do that. make yourself read the Bible. Some people think that if they don't have a desire, then there's something wrong with them. No, you have to set your mind. That's the way God designed you. If you want to fear the Lord, if you want to walk with God in a greater way, begin to read about God. Set your mind on God. Talk about God. When we have a problem, we let that fill our thoughts. But the Bible says, I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. You can stay your mind on the things of God. If you don't have God in your heart the way you desire, it's because you haven't set your mind. You can do it. You can set your mind. It takes willpower. You can do it. You're a new creation in Christ Jesus. God dwells in you. The Holy Spirit dwells in you. He'll give you the grace, the ability to do it. Come boldly to the throne of grace. The Bible says we've got a high priest who can sympathize with our weaknesses. Jesus had the same mind that you have, but he didn't let it control him. He controlled it. He set his mind on things above. The Bible says, because we have this high priest who can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, let's come boldly. See, you can come boldly to the throne of grace and receive grace to help. God wants to help your weaknesses. You have a weak mind, folks. Every human being, I don't care who you are, you have a weak mind, some weaker than others. Your will is weak. Go to God and get grace to help. Grace is not God's unmerited favor, folks. Paul said, I labored more abundantly than you all, but it wasn't me, it was the grace of God in me. Well, unmerited favor doesn't labor. Grace is an endowment from God to do his will. You can't do God's will by your own strength. When the Bible says you've been saved by grace, do you think it didn't take power to save you? That means you've been saved by God's power, by God working in you. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. That took power. That power is what saved you. Your faith activated it. But something had to happen. You can't just become a new creation by unmerited favor. There has to be power working. Something has to leave you and something has to come into you. There has to be a change in you. And the laws of nature tell us that nothing changes unless acted upon by an outside force. The grace of God is an outside force that comes into you to help you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. God wants us to be overcomers. The only way we can be overcomers is Christ is in us. Let the Holy Spirit live in us and dominate us. People say, I can't do it. I don't know if I can do it. I've never done it. The Bible says, fear not, for I'm with you. Yeah, but I don't know. Well, be not dismayed, for I am your God. We're reading from Isaiah 41:10. Yeah, but I'm weak. I will strengthen you, he said. Yes, I will help you. Yes, he will help you. Yes. You want to know, will God help you? Yes, God will help you. The answer is yes, you can do it. How could you not do it if he's your God? If God before you, who can be against you? If God strengthens you, how can you be weak? If God helps you, how can you fail? He said, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. If God upholds you, how can you fall? The Bible says, unto him who's able to keep us from falling. Too many Christians do not believe God is able to keep them from falling, but he is, and he will. Set your affections on things above. But every other translation and the Greek say, set your mind. Set your mind. You know, every time you tune in a television channel, you've set your mind on that channel or radio or that you've set your mind on that one as opposed to anything else. We need to set our minds to meditate on God. See, God is the foundation of life. We need to be like the second Adam and not like the first Adam. Think about the goodness of God. Think about the greatness of God, how he laid out the heavens. Think about that he created the heavens by the word of his power. Think about the greatness of God who conceived the world, who conceived you. You know, one of the greatest travesties ever done to the human race was the acceptance of the liar Darwin, the demonic agent Charles Darwin, the dupe of the devil. And now everything that glorifies God in nature now, according to the scientific community, or at least the ones who are on public television, is all happenstance. It all is due to this great mystery called evolution. If evolution was true, then we shouldn't be worrying about global warming. It'll evolve. We shouldn't be worrying about AIDS. It'll evolve. We shouldn't worry about heart disease. It'll evolve. But you see, evolution is a gigantic lie conceived from the diabolical mind of the devil to steal the glory of God and to steal God from the consciousness of people. You know, folks, as far as I'm concerned, evolution, Darwinism, lying, things like that are a much bigger problem than most of the things that those who have gotten the church into politics want us to think are a big thing. Darwinism is a much greater danger than homosexual marriage. Not that I'm for homosexual marriage. Darwinism has taken root, and we need to be praying about it, that it would be exposed. We need to also be praying that homosexuality will be exposed, because homosexuality, in many cases, is the result of demonic possession. I don't care how many degrees you have behind your name, how many years you went to school, how compassionate you are. If you think God created people to be perverse in their sexual activities, to go contrary to the ways of nature, then you're nuts. And if you look at the heavens and look at the creation of God and don't believe in God, then you're a liar to your own heart. You don't want to believe in God. You want to be God. I can remember as a kid one time, we lived out in the country, and normally it was pretty cool up there, but one summer it was so hot that my dad and I went outside to sleep, and we put some blankets out there, and I remember looking up at the sky, and it is absolutely amazing. If you just look up at the sky sometime and contemplate the God who made it and think about God, serving God will come naturally. Won't have to work at it. Amen? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. The fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. The fear of the Lord tends to life, and he that has it shall be satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. Let not thy heart envy sinners. Be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. If this message has helped you, awakened you, alarmed you, or blessed you, and you want to share that with us, you can email us at rockpchurch@aol.com or write to us at Rock Power Church, 3119 Southwest 30th Street, Des Moines, Iowa, 50321, or come see us Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m., or Friday evening at 6:30 p.m.